From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Baghdad, Sadr City this morning, a tenuous ceasefire is in place. Yesterday, the Iraqi government and militia members loyal to the anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr temporarily agreed to lay down arms. Fighting has been raging in the Shiite slum for the last 6 weeks. More than 1,000 people have died there. NPR's Tom Bowman is on a cell phone at a checkpoint outside Sadr City. Tom, I know it's hard talking on the cell phone, but can you tell us what you've seen in Sadr City today? What's happening?
Well, literally, we just arrived here with our translator, and you're right, it's at the very best a tenuous ceasefire. We're still hearing explosions off in the distance. I just heard one seconds ago, and gunfire as well. We talked to an Iraqi army sergeant at the checkpoint. He said there were skirmishes going on throughout Sadr City, despite the ceasefire that went into effect today. And we're talking to a number of residents here as well, and there's mixed reactions about whether or not this will hold or not. I'm just watching now a young boy being carried. He appears to be wounded. We're going to go try to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So they're carrying the wounded out.
Did he get wounded? A missile hit them. What is her condition? Can you tell us her condition?
Tom, repeat what you said about... Repeat what you said, an American missile strike?
Well, that's what they're saying. They said the boys were wounded by an American missile strike.
So Tom, there is a ceasefire in effect, but honestly, you can't tell that from where you are at this checkpoint outside the city.
Well, it appears to be a ceasefire in name only at this point. Again, we've heard numerous explosions. Again, ceasefire appearing in name only.
And you are witnessing the evacuation of the sick and wounded from the area, correct?
Yeah, I just saw the two boys. They brought them back. We saw them maybe an hour ago, and they just brought them back. They're patched up. They appear to be okay. I would say one boy is maybe 8, and the other could be maybe 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm. Tom, do you know anything about a report in the New York Times today that says that Iran helped to broker the ceasefire?
We haven't heard anything about that from our sources yet, but as you know, Iran was supposedly helpful in the ceasefire down in the southern Iraqi city of Basra a number of weeks ago. So a lot of strong support here from Muqtada al-Sadr, and the people we talked with in the street said a lot of them are angry with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, too. There are posters up showing Maliki half his face and half of the face of Saddam Hussein. We're also seeing posters of young men who have been killed here in Sadr City. So a lot of resentment we're hearing toward Nouri al-Maliki.
Mm-hmm. Repeat what it was you were describing, a visual, and you mentioned the word Saddam Hussein. I know it. I have to apologize to our listeners for the quality.
It's a poster. It's showing a poster of, there are two posters, actually. One poster shows Nouri al-Maliki wearing a army uniform, and under it says traitor. And another shows him half of Maliki's face and half Saddam Hussein's face in another poster. Those are being put up by the Mehdi army now.
Well, Tom Bowman is at a checkpoint outside Sadr City, and again, we've been talking to him via cell phone. Tom, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Take care.